Creating a cause and effect diagram continued. Number 3. Draw the spine of your diagram. The spine is a horizontal arrow pointing to the effects box. You can think of it like the vertebrae of your fishbone. Number 4. Identify as many possible main causes of the effect you are analyzing. The causes you will list may be an intelligent guess, or it may be born of empirical research. A problem in production, for example, may be caused by issues in the process of making the product, poor management of resources, inferior materials, and faulty equipment. Here's a hint. Some researchers have ready categories that they use when coming up with the causes of particular situations. For instance, there are those who keep these 6 ready categories in mind: equipment, process, people, materials, environment, and management. Others use easy-to-remember categories such as the 4 P's: policies, procedures, people, and plants.